Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it is my pleasure to welcome a new guest, Bhavana Chawla. She's an intuitive healer that assists to empower people to live their best life. She went from poverty, chronic illness, and toxic relationships to vibrant health, happiness, and prosperity. Her healing gifts awakened at a young age, developed through her life experiences, and became evident in her work with clients. They report quick and profound healing from long-standing issues, a newfound peace and freedom that they had not yet experienced until they entered the healing space facilitated by Bhavana, in direct relationship with God and their angel guides. From individuals to couples, families, pets, groups, and companies, anyone can benefit from the miraculous outcomes and unlimited possibilities of growth. Bhavana also blends her native heritage from India into her work, the best of the East brought to the West. She lives in Kauai Island, Hawaii, her best life where she transmits life and aloha all over the world. And so let me welcome Bhavana. Bhavana, how are you tonight, hon?
Thank you. Hi, David, and everyone listening today. Bright aloha to all of you, and I'm doing great, and I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. And as we were talking before the show, it sounds like you've had both a challenging and very exciting and blessed life, which many of us have. We all have blessed lives, but a lot of us just haven't woken up to that possibility. And we talked about love and how we need to learn to love ourselves, others, and to be loved. And that seems to open the gateway to all kinds of miraculous things. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes. New doors and possibilities.
Absolutely. And I think, as I mentioned to you, that it would be wonderful to hear you tell a little bit about your own story before we start talking about different types of healing and modalities and how we can achieve that. And then thank you, callers who are waiting online. We will give you an opportunity to talk to Bhavana toward the end of the show. So please hang in there and enjoy listening to the show and to Bhavana. So Bhavana, please, if you'd be so kind, maybe take 5 or 10 minutes to share some of your story with us.
Sure, thank you. It would be an honor to do so. Just wanted to do a slight pronunciation of my name is Bhavana.
Bhavana, okay, thank you.
Yes, you got it, yes. And that's
I'm
common.
I'm glad you did that. Anyhow, go ahead, hon.
Sure, yeah. Americans commonly say Bhavana, and which sounds nice also, but I'm going to start with my name, Bhavana. Now, we came from India when I was 1 year old. My father went to a numerologist, and they will tell you when the child is born based on their birth date and times and various things related to astrology and numerology, what the first letter of the name would be. The Sanskrit language, which is not a speaking language, a chanting language, is what Hindi is based on, has pronunciations that follow a sound vibration. They feel very comfortable for the mouth to say, for example. Some of you may have heard of Om, people chanting Om. Om is a natural way for the breath and the sound to come out of our mouth, and what they notice is babies often say mama as their first word. So it's a natural sound, and that's why Om was prominent in the Sanskrit chanting language. So he named me a bee name, Bhavana. Bhavana means your feeling or your mood, your state of being while you're praying or meditating. It can also mean your imagination. So what I do in my work is with people to cultivate their bhavana. What is the feeling and mood that you want to cultivate? So let's say I'm in a state of meditation or prayer, and I just want stillness and peace. That's my bhavana. That's what I'm cultivating. But let's say I want something I want to ask God something. I would like to pray for a new house. I'd like to pray for better health, whatever it is. So that is your bhavana then. So I came to Kauai Island about four or five years back, and that was a calling to change my life and to live my best life. I had a mentor tell me, your best life, where is it? Because you help others with it. I said, well, it's not here in this urban environment in the Bay Area, California. It's this place, these mountains that have been calling me, and the light of the land. I had never been to Kauai Island. But it was something I felt like in my life's journey I needed to experience. So I didn't have the resources. This was about 6 years back. How am I going to own a home in Hawaii? How am I going to build this dream of having a healing space here for people to come, whether it's via the phone like we are today, Zoom, or in person? How is that going to happen? But my guidance told me to do that. And I prayed. I prayed for 3 days. And then the third day, I got a call, and the resources started to come together. That's how quickly it happened. But it wasn't that quick prior to that, because for years I was in jobs I was not happy at. I was making very little money. I just wasn't getting ahead because I wasn't in touch with my soul, and I was afraid of happiness. I had a dream to come to Hawaii 9 years before I moved here. I didn't follow that dream for those 9 years because of these what I'm speaking about today, these blocks, these beliefs. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve to be happy. That life is too good for me. But it's not that the life is too good for you. It's that all you're doing is following your guidance, listening to the voice of your spirit, the inner voice. And how do we do this? One way is to still our mind with activities that are peaceful to us, whether it's walking your dog or in your garden or writing, journaling. Maybe going to see a mentor, a healer, a therapist. It could even be a pastor or minister, a guru, depending on your spiritual faith. The spiritual faith doesn't matter. I'm personally open to anyone. I don't usually get atheists. Sometimes I do. I don't usually get people who are very religious because they have their own beliefs and ways. But I remain open to whatever relationship that you have with God and your angel guides. We all have elders and loved ones looking over us. One of the services I offer is I call spirit-to-spirit communication. you might have heard it as called mediumship. That means that a loved one has crossed over in heaven, but they're still with us because they're here to assist us with our journey, because we are not alone, no matter how isolated we may feel. And the reason I knew that they were really existing in this other plane that I couldn't see, but I could feel it and I could know it, was because they started from this was back over 25 years ago. I'm in my mid-40s now. This was in my early 20s, college. I was college age when spirits started come to me and told me very specific things. For example, this woman locked her brother, and I was saying, you know, above your bedroom door or some door in your house, there above the door, there's something there. It's a picture, an object. That is something your brother, you know, related to your brother. So how would I know that? I wasn't at her house. I didn't know what it looked like. And she told me there was a painting of his that she acquired after he passed on, and she put it above a door frame. So knowing these specific things they were telling me, I began to understand that they had messages to relate. And they're here supporting us with our growth. They want us to release our grief. They want us to move forward. Now, grief can be a very difficult thing to release, and it takes time. But it's possible to let go in order to let, you know, new things come in. I live right close to the ocean. It's a little island above all of the rest of the Hawaiian Islands. And that you can even listen to, you know, the sound of the waves, or maybe look at an image of the ocean. But if you allow those waves, that water, to cleanse your heart, you're able to receive freedom and peace from the pain. The pain is a human reality we take on. We can't necessarily be in charge of our pain, but when we become responsible for ourselves, and that is having a connection with our spirit, our life can change dramatically. In these last few years, I cleared a 10-year long-standing chronic illness that was low immunity, infections in my mouth, in my jawbone, and low energy, deep fatigue, and it would keep me out of life for weeks at a time. Every couple of years, I had a feeling that I needed to do something about this. I needed to see a surgeon or a holistic surgeon. I tried different things. Nothing quite worked. It only worked a little bit. It worked when I went deep into my body. And these are techniques. I can't teach them now on the show, but I can teach them if you decide to, you know, have a session with me or come to one of my groups, how to do this. How to open your third eye and access your subconscious mind. And I realized I was punishing myself for some decisions I had made years ago. It's not that I made myself sick, but I kept myself sick. When I realized that, it was around the same time all of the physical resources showed up to get it out of my body. Usually a disease, an illness starts somewhere in the mind, in what we call our energetic field around us, our aura, our emotions, which become behavioral patterns based on our thoughts and our beliefs. And the physical manifestation supports the inner world. So when I released that belief in punishment, in guilt, in self-harm, I began to heal physically. I feel 20 years younger. I'm not actually aging. I'm actually regressing. I'm still really not that old in age. I mean, 45 is pretty young these days. I have many friends aged 70 to 80, and they're living vibrant, full lives. So I'm just saying I'm a baby in that regard. But I'm just getting started on life and getting my toes wet in life, having, you know, an awareness. Even though I had healing gifts for many years, but how to take those tools and put it towards myself. We don't necessarily learn how to heal ourselves and others just for helping other. Like, for example, I'm just kind of backward a little bit. I was misspeaking that these healing tools I have are obviously for myself. I love to do that for others. I love to watch them grow. It brings me happiness. But sometimes some people don't want to be in service, for example, being a healing practitioner. And that's your path. But you can take these tools and apply it to your own life. When we become happier, I believe it's a butterfly effect. I especially believe it in this time, this corona time, the COVID year people had last year. There was a lot of isolation and fear and people going through hard times. But the more of us that can become happier, develop inner peace and a sense of love for our own selves, the people around us, and spread it in the world, that's what makes a difference in the world. The more of us that are empowered together, we make a difference. So I'm going to pause here.
Well, thank you. That's a remarkable story, and you've planted a lot of seeds for me. I think about my own life as you talk about yours, and I can relate on a number of levels. And it was not until I started waking up at 33, and at 49, I was wide awake, and then I went back to sleep for a while, and I'm waking up again. You know, this show has helped me and countless other people, and I'm grateful for that. But I loved when you were talking about the butterfly effect. Can you explain that a little bit more? I think that was very interesting.
Well, I'll give you a simple example. Let's say I walk into a room and there's so many people, they're not smiling, they're not, they're sort of melancholy, right? Let's say I walk into that room with a bright smile on my face. I've got a glow. Somebody might turn around and see that glow, and they'll smile back. Oh, gosh, this person's happy. And that, you know, so that's how that happiness spreads. You know, I have no idea what's happening on the other corner of the world unless maybe I go on Facebook or I ask somebody, right? Or maybe I sensed it. But these things are being studied as of recently, and I don't listen to the skeptics that call it junk science, but there's a term in physics called quantum energetics. Quantum physics is part of it that I'm not a scientist, as you know, but these, you know, if I'm standing next to somebody and I'm like 5 feet apart or something, how I feel, so they will pick up on my stress if they're near me because of that field. Okay, so I'm going to take that example. If I'm just maybe whatever it is, 5 to 10 feet near a person, and I'm feeling their stress or they're feeling mine or my happy, I'm going to flip it to they're also feeling my happiness if I'm happy. I do distance healing. Most of my clients are not here with me. They're all parts of the world. Now, how come is it that I will transmit energy to this person and they tell me this is, I can feel it too, but they're, I ask them, how are you feeling? I ask them a week later. Sometimes I ask them a month later. What happened? Did anything change? So that I know how to tweak things. And somebody says, I was feeling very depressed, but then I imagined you and your light and the love you gave me from our session, from our group. I felt so much better. Now, how did that person feel that? Because the love has no distance. It radiated out. So that's, I guess, a little bit more about that whole butterfly effect. You know, when I started to get back into my spiritual path, I noticed my parents, who are complete opposite, and they live in upstate New York, they began on a spiritual path that they got away from for many years. Well, that was because they had responsibilities as parents. parents, saving for college, paying mortgage, being immigrants, starting from scratch, you know, and then they were, then they had their time in their retirement, well, they're sort of part-time these days, to grow themselves spiritually. And I feel that was a butterfly effect because I did it, they did it, and we still have some kind of karmic link, you know, as chosen family. We're born into this family. So
yes.
I see it in my personal life, and I see it in the results that clients get, that they feel it, and they share it. Some of them share it with others. They share it with their friends and loved ones, what they get out of it. And that's how the circle of positivity and butterfly effect grows.
Thank you. I want to let the callers know what your website is, and I will do that in just a moment. I'd suggest that you get out your pens and pieces of paper, and when you go to the website, you will find a way to contact Bhavana. I said it right, did I?
Yes.
Good. I had to think for a minute. Retrain myself. We all can retrain ourselves. We can let go of that negativity, that self-doubt, that feeling that we're less than, and we can indeed empower ourselves. We can do it. And, you know, even if you don't believe in God, even if you don't believe in angels, if you believe in yourself, that's a good starting point, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Believing in yourself is number one.
Yeah. So at any rate, when you go to Bhavana's website, it will give you her phone number, and you can contact her that way. So let me give you the website. It's very simple. It's on the World Wide Web, and it is awakentoyourlight.com. awakentoyourlight.com. And Bhavana, we talked about many things before the show, and we have several callers on the line. I don't know how many of you will be able to get to, but I would like to just dialogue for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and then we'll take some calls, if that's okay with you. Now, love. Love seems to be the universal desire for all of us, and yet for many of us, we have such a hard time getting there. Would you speak a little bit on love and how we can overcome blocks? And that's a good starting point, I think. Let's clean up our pain and our blocks through love.
Yes. Okay. So many of us have had dysfunctional childhoods. Right. There's abuse. It starts, I think, also from a young age, what the society says, don't do this and don't do that, get an A. And there you've got self-worth because you got an A on your homework. Okay. Now, I feel like we need to go deeper than that. And I'm a big fan of developing unconditional love, pure love. It's not always easy to do that. But when you can be more loving and allow love in, it changes things so much. I was a product of that kind of society. I did a lot of unlearning and deconditioning. We came as immigrants. My parents picked a very good school system. And my cat, he's agreeing because he's meowing and he wants to sit on my lap. You see? He's like, love me, love me. And we can learn a lot from animals. That could be a whole other show.
Let me interrupt for just a minute. Yeah. I want to interrupt mm-hmm. for just a minute because you just hit on something that is coming up on one of my shows. And it's very interesting. And that is the spirituality of animals. So, folks, if you would be so kind to consider tuning into The Healing Circle, my other show, a week from Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, that is going to be the topic. So excuse the digression. And it's the same call-in number, by the way, folks.
No, I think that's great because...
I hope I didn't throw you off there too much.
No, you didn't, because you see how easily animals will ask for love? Oh, rub against my legs, which is what he's doing, and sit on my lap. But do we as humans do that? Do we say, love me, choose me, you know? And not as much. And you know what? I'm just going to say, why don't we, you know? Why don't we do that? It's because of these, you know, I think the restrictions that start in early childhood that enforce negative beliefs are very powerful, okay? But anything is healable. Anything is healable. Why is it that we as humans may have three amazing, positive, loving, happy experiences and one traumatic one, and that one traumatic one can be like a stain, you know, it can be like a scar, okay? I don't believe that pain is just for pain's sake. I believe the pain that we go through in trauma, it can be a messenger and a teacher. That's how you turn it around to empower yourself and realize you're not a victim to this. Now, not everybody wants to heal. I've had to go through that conflict myself. Not everybody wants to not be a victim, okay? And I had to realize as a healer, I couldn't help everyone. You know, I had to sort of wash my hands from it and only do what I could. And in my own life, but I kept seeking. I like what you said, David, and when you started the show about being a spiritual adventurer, I'm going to take that idea and say that I kept seeking. I kept seeking because there's a term in Hinduism called Amrit. Amrit means the nectar of life. It's that sweet nectar that God brings us. Because I wanted that nectar, okay? I had little tastes of it. But the more I wanted that nectar, the more I wanted to feel good, the less I want to not feel good. And I see how this shows up in my life. You know, I give new friends a chance, but if I notice some toxic behavior, I can't be healthy with them and they can't be healthy with me, I will not work on it. If I know it's not workable, I'm not going to waste my time. Years ago, I spent years in friendships like that. And because I don't have that kind of time to waste now. I developed that feel-good muscle. The feel-good muscle that was damaged and hurt starting from a young age and other traumatic experiences in my adult life. Some of the ways that I did that personally is I went and sought a mentor, a couple of them over the years, and one I've worked with a very long time who does similar work to me, who's my sounding board, who provides unconditional love. There's an exercise called The Healing Code. It's a book a man made. I forget his name at the moment, but you can look it up, Healing Codes. There's a very simple meditative exercise that goes along with it, and this is a way to clear anything, any pain. It's something new I learned this year, and this man had sort of, it came to him, I'm going to use that word downloaded, people might have heard, to help his wife be cured of depression. Nothing else was working for her. But this worked. And I'm not going to go over the whole exercise. You can, like, you know, seek the book or you can, you know, email or text me or whatever. I could email it to you. But what's very pivotal in that exercise is taking in unconditional love from God and imagining somebody that you love and trust 100%, a pet, a family member, whoever it is, that loves you unconditionally. And that is part of the healing. And I think that's also, I have seen this happen this past year. I've seen people get closer. I've reached out to friends that I hadn't talked to in many years, and they reached out to me as well. And saw like a sort of a new way that people were loving each other through this past year and a half people went through with the COVID situation. And that is my personal hope for humanity, that any challenge that comes, you throw love at it, you know, and it's soothing and comforting. What I realized also is that these traumatic experiences I went through, and I learned beliefs. For example, you know, men that I came across that were abusive. Okay, why did I draw those men? Because I didn't feel good enough. Because I didn't know another way to feel good. Now, when I started to develop self-esteem and confidence, and I said, you know, I've had enough of this. I want something different. I'm only calling men that I feel safe with, that are of the light. And I noticed those kind of men showed up in my life. And, you know, I don't have these other experiences and wounds of victimhood or, you know, an oppressor will reach a victim wherever they are. So, you know, I'm just telling, I guess, a little bit more about my story, but I will say that the more you let love in, the more you feel good, the more confidence you get. And it's like a muscle. And then you're only going to want to galvanize that love. Like does attract like. You know, I have a small circle of friends these days, very loving people. If I call them up and I need some help or I don't feel too great that day or, oh, gosh, whatever, they're there for me. I didn't have that kind of circle 10 or 15 years ago, per se, but I developed that because I have high standards now, even with the kind of clients that I work with. There's some people I'm not able to work with. The ones that really want to do the work and be open and they're really seeking, they're my favorite kind of people because they're going to get a lot out of it for themselves and find their inner joy. So I think that you're going to talk about forgiveness on your Healing Circle show you said on Monday. I think that's part of walking back to love.
Yes.
You know, I forgave the people around me who did not treat me in loving ways. I asked for their forgiveness because I did the same also. You know, we're just, you know, we take turns. We flip sides, you know, into being, you know, the one who's abusive or the other side being abused and vice versa. And I asked for forgiveness. There's sometimes you cannot ask for forgiveness or you're not able to forgive someone. That I understand. Maybe in extreme circumstances it does happen. But if you can ask yourself this question, can I make peace with this? And can I realize I have safety now? And that situation's over. The person has left my life. Okay? And these are acts of love.
Let me ask you a question. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but do you know the Ho'oponopono prayer? Am I saying that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able to share that with us?
Ho'oponopono means making things right. In the Hawaiian language, sometimes they do that. They repeat the word twice. So ho'oponopono. I see the word pono often, like there's a little market in my little town I live in called the Pono Market. And you hear people say that, it's like a slang around here, you know, let's make it pono. Let's make it right, not right and wrong, but let's make it, you know, good and righteous. So I've learned different ways to do the Ho'oponopono. I actually learned it from an American woman who studied this, came to Hawaii to study this. And there's a man that she learned from. She learned his techniques. His name, I don't remember, but I remember this story. It's very powerful. He was, and before I say the story, Ho'oponopono can be very simple. You can say, you could imagine the person in front of you. You know, like you're in the sky. I imagine I'm in the sky with this person at a safe distance to me, and I say, please forgive me, I'm sorry. And I imagine them saying, I forgive you. And then, you know, I imagine them saying, please forgive me, I'm sorry. And I will imagine myself saying back to them, I forgive you. And then what I do is I cut the cord. I cut it with light. So I imagine there's a ray of light coming from heaven. The color that comes to me is gold and white. That's just my color. You can have any color come to you that you feel has a meaning to you. And I imagine that golden ray of light between both of us, just sometimes even say that in my a sound, you know, and it cuts all of the energy between us. That is not serving us to go to our higher self, which again is love, happiness, freedom, peace. I do it sometimes at the end of an evening. You know, I don't do it every evening, but sometimes if I feel a little sticky, I want to keep myself clear. And I can only do this work if I keep myself clear too. So if I just feel a little sticky and there's some fuzziness around me, I'll go throughout, who did I interact with today or throughout my last few days? And in the evening, I'll do that. And then there's also breath that goes with Ho'oponopono. It's called a ha breath, H-A-ha. So you imagine you're breathing from above your head into your third eye, the center of your two eyes, and down. You can imagine the breath going through your heart and just imagine it going down through your body. And I like to imagine when I do that, my feet are rooted on the earth. So I have the light and the love from the divine, the clearing energy coming above my head, down, and then I'm rooted on earth, the nurturing, solid Mother Earth. Below the earth, in the physical atmosphere, you know, there's actually water and crystals down there. There's a lot of activity going on below the earth that we can see, just the grass and the dirt. And, you know, that, so connecting with all of this.
I'm going to interrupt you for a moment because we're getting to the last third of the hour. I'm fascinated by what you have to say, and I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's wonderful. Would you be willing to recite the whole prayer, and I'd like to repeat it after you? Is that possible?
The Ho'oponopono?
Yes, yes. There's four. The version I'm familiar with, there are four lines to it. Is that correct?
There are different versions. You may want to share yours, but it's just, I'm sorry, I forgive you, I love you.
That's it. And there's one more. I can't remember what it is. But that's the essence of it, and I think it's powerful. And when you talked about my show where I'm going to do forgiveness, that's what came to mind for me, and it was introduced to me by a mentor of mine. I want to have you back on the show again, because there's so many things I want to talk about, including listening to God and guides. And we've just briefly touched upon some of the things we talked about before the show. So I will call you back afterwards, and we can set up another date. And for the callers that are listening now, I'd like to give them an opportunity to speak to you, as many as we can. There's four on the line right now. Would you be ready to take a call?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to announce you by area code. Ooh, we lost one. They must have been shy. that's all right. They got to hear the essence of the show, and that's what's important. And please don't feel that you need to say anything. I'll call on you just if you give me your first name and if you have a question or comment to make to Bhavana. I've got to get that through my head. Once I say something wrong, it takes me a while to retrain myself. But if you'd like to speak with her, you need to do that. Okay, let's start with area code 614. And you're live. What is your first name, please? Area code 614, can you hear me?
Yes,
perhaps you're muted. Oh, okay. What is your first name?
My first name is Filson.
I didn't catch that. I'm sorry. Your voice is very soft.
Phil, son.
Oh, okay. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Great. Well, say hello to Bhavana.
Hello, Bhavana. How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm great, and thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was just going to ask you, had a question or a comment?
My question is there like any message that you feel is important for me in this moment?
Your name is Filson?
Yes, Filson with an F.
Got it. Okay. You know, what comes to me right away is that I have an image of you spending some time in nature and birds. Somehow birds are very, they have a message for you at this time. And I just see birds around you. I don't know if you like to listen to songbirds or see images of birds, but it definitely is resonating with you at this time. I'm being told it's also a great time to do some creative activity with your hands, whether that's cooking or writing. Making something, I feel like it would bring you more energy at this time. And I'm not a medical professional, but sometimes medical things come to me. So I would, if I were you, check your energy level. That could be your thyroid, your digestive system, your metabolic system, and also what I'm getting for you would be great is to do some foot bath, soak your feet in warm water, maybe with some Epsom salt. It would bring you energy at this time. You may not always know this, but you have there. I'm seeing just above your head, angels. And again, the songbirds are coming to me again. I think that they're spiritual messengers for you. There are guides that you connect with, and they do watch over you. And when you spend time in nature and do the creative activities I mentioned, they're able to reach you at this time. I would say you're a wonderful soul, and do not have any worry about your life. Keep asking for guidance in your prayers, and you're somebody who takes that in effortlessly, the message and prayers that you get, and follow that. I think that you provide a lot of assistance to the people around you, whether you know it or not, just by your presence. So, and thanks for calling in today, Filson. It's been great to tune into you. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you for calling. Thank you so much. I appreciate you listening to us tonight. And please feel free to tune in any Friday night at 7:30 p.m. And then we do the healing circle, as I mentioned, on Monday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And this week the topic will be forgiveness, and next week the topic is spirituality of animals. We'd love to have you join us.
Thank you. I'd love to be there.
Okay. Thanks so much. Same call-in number, by the way. All right. We're going to move on to we have some shy callers. We lost three, but area code 201 has hung in there. So I'm coming to you now.
Hi, David.
Hi.
This is Jackie. You have some really good shows lined up. And hi, Bhavana. Did I say it correctly?
Oh, hi, Jackie. Bhavana. And you know what?
Bhavana. I'm sorry.
You're welcome. It's okay. You're just on time because before he announced all the callers, and then there was Tilson. I said, when Tilson was about to speak, I said, there's a J name calling in, a Janet or Jan something. And I said, oh, that's not the J name. It's an S name. There
okay.
you go. You're the J name.
I'm the J name. You know, reading your bio was very, very interesting. And I'm looking to finally put things in order, get my health back in optimum condition and move forward. I've had a few people that have stood in the way or have not been able to understand what I'm trying to do. And it's been more like an oppositional relationship. And I just want, you know, whatever insight you could offer in terms of making everything manifest at this point.
Okay, Jackie, thank you for that. And no wonder why I picked up on the J name caller, because whether you realize it or not, you actually have a strong presence. And you're a strong manifester. Now, that can go either way. This is just a little teaching. When we manifest, we can manifest positive and negative. Mm-hmm. When we can harness that energy, okay? So
okay.
Everything that you desire, it can line up. Stay focused is what I'm hearing. I'm seeing you like an old-fashioned image. I don't usually sit at my desk, but I am near my desk because I have my water right here. But I'm actually seeing you like there's a desk. And there's like those old-fashioned fountain pens with the feather on it, you know, that they wrote
yes.
with back many, many, many years ago. And what it's coming to me is stay focused, use your smart. The feather, I think it represents your ancestors, too, that they're with you. I encourage you to do some heart healing.
Mm-hmm.
I came right away to your heart when you started talking, okay,
mm-hmm.
especially the back. We have a heart, we have these chakra energy centers, front and back. So I'm
mm-hmm.
going to the middle of your back, and there's some things that are stuck in there. And you know what those things are. It's like when we're walking on a road, there's rocks. I'm speaking a little fast, but we could stay in time. So there's these rocks on the road, you know. You have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can either trip over it or look at it and say, what a pain in the, you know, this rock is in front of me. Or just
mm-hmm.
step around it or pick it
mm-hmm.
up and put it on the side. It can be as simple as that, even though it doesn't seem so simple. But I would encourage you to take out a piece of paper or journal, name three painful experiences. Just start with two or three. Or people, if people come to mind, and, you know, write it down and then
mm-hmm.
ask myself, am I willing to let this pain go? That pain, it reinforced the I'm not good enough belief is what it did, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then sometimes what happens, then we want to go into anger and revenge. These are just
mm-hmm.
emotions. There's nothing good or bad about feeling vengeful or angry. But that's another strong energy and emotion that might not serve us in the long run, okay? That's why it helps to be aware of it. So,
right.
Just start with a few experiences that come up. And I'm picking
mm-hmm.
up there may be one in particular that maybe the last couple of years or one person. And do what we did. You can listen to the recording of the show again.
Mm-hmm.
When that forgiveness part. And Monday, David's going to do that healing circle around forgiveness. And
mm-hmm.
and start to do forgiveness. And then the very last person to forgive, but the most important person, is your own self. Okay?
Okay.
And exercise that feel-good muscle.
Okay.
After you do these, let go of these things, see what comes up, write it, and then say, I'm willing to let this go like a rock on the road. Step
okay.
around it or take it, pick it up and cast it to the side so that
mm-hmm.
my road is open ahead. To these things you mentioned you want, your health.
Okay.
When our heart is constricted, it can definitely, emotionally and with experiences of the past, it can definitely impact the health. And when we open the heart and breathe, see what happens from doing that.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Jackie.
Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to continue to listen
Oh,
and
sure.
And I'm definitely going to do those exercises.
Good, good. And Jackie, if you can tune into the show on Monday, Kat Edwards is my co-host. She's a spirit life coach from Australia. She's wonderful.
Okay.
And I don't know if Bhavana can tune in too, but you'll receive a lot more information on forgiveness, how
to apply. I'm trying it. I actually even told someone who really hurt me deeply this week I forgive them, and they laughed at me.
Yeah.
And, you know, forgiveness, like, and instead of, I didn't even feed into the negativity because they're not ready to even receive that yet, but they created
right.
so much harm and pain, but I know I
right.
said it. And I didn't entertain
yeah.
an argument. I mean,
well,
I felt some type of way that they tried to laugh. I felt some type
yeah.
of way that he tried to laugh, but I know that he's in denial.
Yes.
You know, because you hurt people all the time. I know you're hurt, but you don't have to, you know, continue to do it.
Well, he
you
probably
know, and get
hurts
mad.
Himself.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, he probably is very hurt himself and perpetrates that on others. I mean, that's that whole perpetrator mentality. They're actually victims that act out in abusive ways. But how did it make you feel when he laughed at you? That must have been awful.
No, because I realized immediately that he still was in denial mode, and I didn't take it as offensive. I was like, I'm not owning this. I'm not owning this.
Good.
I mean, I spoke to another person in the family, and they were telling me the exact same thing. And I said, well, I'm not owning it. He wanted me to own it. He wanted me to argue and entertain an argument. I wasn't feeding into that. I didn't need it. I didn't have the strength for it anyway.
Okay. Well, that's really good. It sounds like you have had a lot of healing in your life.
Yes, and a lot more to go, and I'm looking forward to that.
Don't we all?
Yes. Now, what time is your show on Monday?
It's 4 o'clock Eastern time. Same call-in number.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
and
it'll
love,
be wonderful
nice.
If you could join.
Yes, thank you. It was nice talking to you, and I appreciate your advice. I really do. Both your advice.
Well, thank you, Jackie. I'm really happy that you tuned in tonight, and I'll say aloha for now.
Aloha, hope, and aloha.
There we go. Yes. Okay, Jackie, thank you. Have a blessed night.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we have one more caller that's tuned in. I don't know if you were listening earlier. Forgive me. I don't recognize the number. But if you would like to talk to Bhavana for a moment, you feel free. It's area code 303. What is your first name, please?
Oh, hi. My name is Allison.
Allison, did you tune in earlier, or did you just tune in?
No, I just came in a little bit of a latecomer. Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's all right. Better late than never. Do you have a brief question regarding healing that you would like to ask Bhavana, my guest tonight?
Well, I know time is really, really short, so I'm not quite sure what kind of question I can ask or how to, you know, language it.
Well,
so,
just don't worry about it. Just ask a question. There are no stupid questions.
Is there any kind of, like, it's open to any area of my life, any area at all in my life?
Sure, absolutely.
I guess the most important issue is I just moved into a new rental home, about 2 months ago, and there's a lot of positives about it, but there's also some unexpected headaches with this particular, not the place as much as the landlords who are, it's a private couple. It's not a corporate-run situation. It's a private home, with a really nice couple who runs it, but I've been pretty distraught about some things. Just wondering if I really like them, and I know they like me. Just wondering how I can make this better, or if I can.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Allison. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Bhavana. And thanks for your question. And now, I have a friend who works a lot with land and feng shui, and I do some of that also. So it is an interesting question. What I would encourage you to do, you know what I saw right away, is I'm obviously not asking your location and address on the show, but I can tune in energetically. I mean, if I know someone personally, I do ask for it just to tune in, but it's not necessary on this kind of show. So what I was getting in the front area of your of the entrance of your rental home is to put some running water or representation of water, plant, or crystals, or all three. So maybe put a vase of flowers with some water, or put a few crystals, or at least one crystal. Close to the entrance, I'm getting that close to the entrance, and maybe if there's a windowsill in around your space, it would. Now, what crystals, water, and plants do is they help move energy. Okay.
So wait. I want to stop. I didn't ask about the property.
Know.
I asked about the the landlord
and the house
right. already, because I already have. Mm-hmm. I work with crystals, so I already have crystals there. I already have them there. I already have. I'm very, 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 very in touch with all that kind of stuff. Anyway.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's not,
but that
it's
was
not the
second
house.
Part.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's the people who own the house. Not
yes,
bad
I was
people.
Getting to that.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes,
maybe
there were two
that.
Components because when you have a house, it's a rental, and then you have landlords. All of you
Correct.
Are in a relationship to the home and land. So that's
Correct.
Awesome that you have the plants and crystals. It's probably something I picked up on. So the second part is for the people. What I would do is first see when you're sometimes not having the relationship you want with others, there's misunderstanding, miscommunication, tension.
Yes.
What
yes.
can be really helpful is to start, when you start with yourself, is to envision, to empower yourself, what outcome would you like? What kind of relationship would you like? So perhaps take out a piece of paper or your journal and write or say it to yourself. Say it out loud. Imagine them in front of you. What kind of relationship do I want with them? Tell them. Tell their soul. Spirit to spirit. People hear each other. It starts in the ether. And also, and then what you can do is you can envision yourself telling them in person and them responding to you in a loving way. I don't know what your spiritual faith is. If you have one, you can
mm-hmm.
say, like, the love in my heart meets
mm-hmm.
the love in your heart for better
mm-hmm.
understanding. Say their name. Say the love in my heart, Allison.
Uh-huh.
Believe it. And the love in the two of their name.
Yeah.
Each of their heart. We meet each other for better understanding. Another thing you can do is, you can ask yourself, you can tell them from spiritual qualities you really love about them. And ask them to bring those qualities out more to soothe and offset the tension and whatever disagreement is occurring.
Okay.
Start with that. And I would also, because you said you love crystals and whatnot, you could also do a little ritual. You could take your name and their two names, put them on a paper and put a crystal next to it and light a candle and ask your loved ones and guides to bring love into the situation.
Yeah.
For the highest
good.
I have to
interrupt, ladies. We're at the end of the hour. Do you have one final thought, Bhavana, that you'd like to share with her?
That I think that's a great start. And then you might, you know, if you need to have a meeting with each other to like a mediation, you could do that afterward. But do this work
okay.
first and
okay.
see
yeah.
how it affects the situation.
Okay.
And Allison, and, I would suggest yeah. listening to the end of the podcast just to make sure you got all of that. And I'm
yeah,
sorry
no,
to cut
yeah,
you
yeah.
short.
No, it's
yeah,
okay.
But thank you for calling in.
Yeah,
and
well, thank
Bhavana,
you.
Yeah, Bhavana, thank you so much. It's been a wonderful hour. It went way too quickly. I'm going to give you a call tomorrow, Bhavana. I have something that I have to do. I had somebody call in during the show, and I need to get back to them. So what would be a good time for me to call you tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Saturday. Oh, we're off. The show is off,
no,
right?
yeah, no, we're still
oh,
going.
Oh.
Let me give you a quick call back.
Okay.
I'll give you a quick
sure.
call back right now. And so we're
okay.
going to close mm-hmm. at this point. I ask you to take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of life. There's no real thing as separation except in your own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Good night and God bless.